ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारे यमुना तीरावन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी संकीर्तन की जय श्री किशोर किशोरी की जय श्री श्री गोविंदाय की जय श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 6 वर्स 32 ततः देवासुरः कृत्वा समाविदं कृतसौहृदाः उद्यमं परमं चक्रुः अमर्थार्थे परन्तपा ततो देवासुरा कृता सविदं कृतसौहृदः ततो देवासुरा कृत्वा सविदं कृतसौहृदः उद्यमं परमं चक्रमृतार्थे परन्तप उद्यमं परमं चक्रमृतार्थे परन्तपः विल स्प्लिट एक्चुअली ततो देवासुरः कृत्वा संविदं कृतसौहृदाः उद्यमं परमं चक्रुर् उद्यम अमर्थार्थे परन्तपा ततो देवासुरा कृत्वा संविदं कृतसौहृदाः उद्यमं परमं चक्रुर् अमृतार्थे परन्तपा ततो देवासुरा कृत्वा संविदं कृतसौहृदाः उद्यमं परमं चक्रुर् अमृतार्थे परन्तप ततो देवासुरः कृत्वा संविदं कृतसौहृदाः उद्यमं परमं चक्रुर् अमृतार्थे परन्तप ततो देवासुरा कृत्वा संविदं कृतसौहृदाः ततो देवासुरा कृत्वा संविदं कृतसौहृदाः उद्यमं परमं चक्रुर् अमृतार्थे परन्तप ततो देवासुरा कृत्वा संविदं कृतसौहृदाः उद्यमं परमं चक्रुर् अमृतार्थे परन्तप ततः देर आफ्टर देवा असुरः बोथ द डेमिगॉड्स एंड द डीमन्स एंड द डेमिगॉड्स कृत्वा एग्जीक्यूटिंग संविदं इंडिकेटिंग कृतसौहृदः एंड आर्मिस्टाइस बिटवीन देम उद्यमं एंटरप्राइज परमं सुप्रीम चक्रुः डेड अमृत अर्थे फॉर द सेक ऑफ नेक्टर परंतपा ओ महाराज परीक्षित चैस्टाइजर ऑफ एनिमीज Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. O Maharaj Parikshit, chastiser of enemies, the demigods and the demons thereafter made an armatize between them. Then, with great enterprise, they arranged to produce nectar as proposed by Lord Indra. Purport. The word samvidam is significant in this verse. The demigods and demons both agreed to stop fighting, at least for time being, and endeavored to produce nectar. Shri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur notes in this connection, samvid yuddhe pratijnanam acharye namni toshane sambhashane kriyakare संकेत jnanayor api. The word samvit is variously used to mean in fighting, in promising, for satisfying, in addressing, by practical action, indication and knowledge. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitamstam Sajivam Sadhvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Krupa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Kuro Tivachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Swaham Hare Krishna. With blessings of Prabhuji. Yeah, with blessings of all senior devotees, especially Prabhuji, I would like to speak something today for glorification of Lord and purification of my heart. So the scene is like, you know, building up. It's at its climax. The demons and demigods, they were fighting and then fighting, and then they, you know, understood, you know, we need something, you know, better. And then of course demigods, they reach out to Brahma for help, and Brahmaji, he prays to Lord, and then Brahmaji tells Indra that, okay, you propose that let us churn the ocean of milk, and then what you will get by that? You will get nectar. Of course Brahmaji did not tell what else you will get. He just told, you know, you will get a nectar. And then in this verse we see that Shukadeva Goswami is explaining that the demigods and the demons thereafter made a truce, and they took up this great enterprise, you know, of producing a nectar. So we see that here demigods and demons, they are coming together, cooperating for a purpose. Obviously they won't go together anyway, you know, that's how they are, like, you know, opposite. One nature is to obey God. Demons, Prabhupada described demons is one who doesn't obey God's law, and demigods, those who obey God's law. So now we see that for a higher purpose here, for demons and demigods, the higher purpose is to get nectar. So for that they are ready to stop fighting for time being, work together, and then get nectar. Of course each one has a individual thought. Demons will say, okay, we'll take the nectar and we'll kill demigods. Demigods were thinking the same way. So we see in material world also, when people cooperate, they cooperate for a higher reason. Higher reason meaning sense, when they cannot do something by themselves, they are ready to cooperate with other. But at the same time, in their mind, they have a hidden agenda. They say that once I get this done, then my cooperation will stop. And And we see this, you know, weirdly, like, you know, the political allies, they'll make a truce, and once they win election, they'll just, you know, forget their ties, you know, whoever helped, you know, them. It had been so obvious. And then the gangs, it happens same way. There are a number of examples, you know, we can keep on discussing. Even in spiritual circles, there are some philosophies which speak of this, you know, cooperation or using someone and then forgetting, like the Mayavadis. They say that you need to have a spiritual master till the time you realize that you are God. And once you realize you are God, you no more need a spiritual master. And the famous example is given that of a ladder. You use a ladder to climb a wall, and once you are on the top of wall, you just kick the ladder. So again, like, you know, same principle here, like, you know, cooperation with something, some higher purpose in mind, but hidden agenda. Now, in Krishna consciousness movement also, Prabhupada requested us to cooperate, and also for a higher purpose, isn't it? So, for example, we came, you know, we come for, you know, Guru Puja, or we come for, you know, Gaurarti, and then somebody is singing, and the tune which he sings somehow, you know, doesn't suit with our psychophysical nature. We don't like it, you know. But then, do we sing our own favorite tune in the chorus? No. We just follow whoever is singing. Even if the singer is the devotee whom we don't like, still we follow. We accept his. So in one sense, we are accepting his authority, and we are cooperating and following. Why we are doing? Suppose, you know, here in Sunday feast, we have, you know, 500 devotees, and, you know, devotee is singing nicely, you know, Gaurarti, and then everyone has his, you know, own tune in his mind, and everyone starts singing his own tune. The Mrudanga player, he thinks that, you know, the tune which he is singing, I don't want to play to this tune, I want to play on my tune. So he plays on his, you know, own tune. Of course, the Kartal player generally is singer, so he may, you know, be in unison with whatever he is singing, but Mrudanga is playing differently. The harmonium devotee, he thinks the same way. You just imagine what a chaos it would be. But we still, even if we like, even if we don't like, we still follow. So this is the way how the cooperation could be. And what is the purpose? We all want to sing to glorify Kishore Kishori and to, like, you know, pray heartfeltly. And that's why we, like, all these secondary thoughts, whether, you know, I like the tune, I like the devotee who is singing or not, we just keep everything aside for a higher purpose, and then, like, you know, for service to Lord, and we cooperate. Now, here also, Lord knows. Now, somebody may be chanting, you know, to show that, you know, I have a very sweet voice. Somebody may be chanting because they are desperate, they have lost job. Somebody may be chanting because, you know, they have a good time, some new person has come. Somebody may be chanting, you know, oh Lord, you know, oh Radharani, oh Krishna, please engage me in your devotional service with that mood. So Krishna hears collective voice, and Krishna also hears individual voice. Somebody may be just, you know, doing watermelon, 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 you know, moving lips, may not be chanting also. Krishna hears that also. And more than that, Krishna also hears what is the mood in which we are chanting. So when we cooperate, it's not only the act of cooperation, but we should also look into our heart to make sure that we cooperate with a proper attitude. Here we see that both the demons and demigods, they agreed to stop the fight, and they are ready to cooperate to get a nectar, but each one has his own hidden agenda. Demons thought, once we get a nectar, we'll take it, we'll kill the demigods. Demigods thought, once we get a nectar, we have to make sure that we don't have to give it to demons, because if demons get it, then they'll trouble the whole world. And some demigods might be thinking that, you know, I'll enjoy a little more. We were like, it was all mixed, you know, crowd. But still, they are better than demons, you know. So when we cooperate, we should not have hidden agendas, like, you know, okay, if I cooperate with whatever my authority is saying, you know, today I am just, you know, bhakta, tomorrow I'll become a group leader, then I'll become a sankirtan leader, then I'll become, you know, head accountant, then I'll become vice president, then president, then zonal GBC, then GBC, That's why, no, you don't want to. Yeah, Punarmushtika Bhava, and then again we'll become a bhakta, that too also, you know, back to this thing. So when we cooperate, Prabhupada said actually, the last thing, like, you know, Prabhupada, when devotees asked, when he was departing, that Prabhupada, what will make you happy? Prabhupada said that, please cooperate. If you want to show your love towards me, please cooperate. But also, we just don't have to cooperate grudgingly, or like, you know, just for the, you know, sake of cooperating with our own things in mind, but we should do it wholeheartedly with only single purpose. If I cooperate, it will please Prabhupada, it will please Krishna. And if we do that, rest all things will follow. Whatever difficulties we have, whatever problems we are facing in spiritual life, even material life, Krishna will take care. He'll test for some time, but he'll take care, why not? Is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So from this enterprise, like, you know, this demons and demigods activities, that lesson we can learn, that we cooperate without any motives. Then also here we see that the cooperation was to get a nectar. Same way in devotional life, we cooperate to please Guru and Krishna. Now if we see in little more depth, that these demigods, we see later also, even after they, you know, get the nectar and they you know, win over the demons, still later on Indra commits some more mistakes, and he gets again into problem, and again he loses kingdom, and it keeps happening basically repeatedly. So it reminds us of Bhagavad Gita teaching, which says that, you know, Abrahma Bhuvana and Lokat Punaravrittudna, that, you know, from start from Brahma Loka till the lowest planet, it's all the places of, you know, miseries. And that's why even Bhagavatam first canto, it, you know, the description comes when, in, I think, Narad Muni tells that tasseva heto pravete to kovido na labhete yam brahmatam upyareta tal labhete dukkha vadanyat sukham kalena sarvatra gabhira rambhasa, that one should not endeavor for something which is, you know, going to be taken away. We should endeavor for something higher, which is like, you know, spiritual life, you know. That's so the tendency of jivatma is to get adjusted in any of the situation. So for example, when Indra was cursed to become, and, you know, he got a body of a hog, he was very comfortable in that. And when his punishment was over, Brahmaji comes and he tells, okay, you know, come back now, you know, assume your post. And he said, you know, what post, you know, I have nice, you know, piglets, I have, you know, my pig wife and whole family, how can I leave them? So Indra has to chop one by one, Brahma had to chop. He first killed the piglets, then the wife, and then he killed, you know, the pig body of Indra also, and, you know, he returned back. So same way, the soul's tendency is that, though material nature is giving us this, you know, adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidevik kleshas, miseries caused by our own body and mind, miseries caused by our own living, like, you know, other living entities, miseries caused by nature. Then again, like, you know, real problems, birth, old age, disease, death, it's there. Still, the tendency of a soul is to get comfortable in whatever situation we are, even if it is miserable. So, and then if there is no proper association, then the because of the modes of material nature, we don't tend to think for the higher purpose. So, okay, for, like, you know, outsider, he's, you know, trying to enjoy his senses, you know, get kicks again and again, but still, you know, trying to, you know, chewing the churi, say, you know, he tries to do the same thing. There was one jokey, you know, so somebody said that, you know, happiness cannot be purchased by money. So the other person said, you know, but you know, you can pay for a divorce and you can experience happiness, you know? So basically they are trying to get away from one misery and into, you know, when the misery is relieved, they feel they are happy, and then again they try to, you know, enjoy some pleasure, but it's not active pleasure. We know the Lord has already mentioned this is Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. This is a place of misery and this is temporary. Two characteristics. So now, knowing that the nature of soul is to get adjusted to situation, another thing we know that, you know, material place is, you know, place of misery. So what should we do? Therefore it is said, you know, tachrono, we have to keep hearing. When we keep hearing repeatedly, then our intelligence becomes strong, our intelligence is nourished, and then we actively take steps towards, you know, purifying heart. And then when the purification starts, when the initial gross anarthas we get over to it, then the certain anarthas come wherein, you know, we cooperate, but we cooperate for something else. So we have to again keep reminding, you know, these pastimes are there to say, tell us that, okay, we cooperate for pleasing Lord. And again and again, again and again, when we hear, then we become, rather, we try our best to, you know, go to that, you know, purest level. The other aspect of this, you know, whole pastime here we see is that the demigods, they approach Lord, and of course this particular aspect also depicts how fortunate we are. So the demigods, whenever they do some mistake, they get into problem, but since still they are devotees of the Lord, they approach the Lord, and then again, you know, Lord helps them, and again they continue to enjoy in this material world. Of course they are doing service also, but at the same time they are called as, you know, mixed devotees. So they have their own eye. They want to be happy, like, you know, enjoy material pleasure. At the same time, they want to be devotee of Lord also. But our fortune comes picture in here. In Kali Yuga, we already have very less life. Like in Kali Yuga, it is said it's, you know, 100 years. But nowadays, 60, you know, you are done, you know. If you are something more, you know, it's all bonus, we can say. And then even that also, like, you know, after 60, you know, the senses, they stop practically working. You are just, they call, you know, living like a vegetable, you know, with so many gadgets, you know, the life supporting system around us. So now what happened that in this Kali Yuga, when Lord Chaitanya appeared 5000 years back, he opened this, you know, store 500 years back, sorry, opened the storehouse of Godhead, and he started giving this love of God. And then devotees like Vasudeva, they prayed that, you know, oh Lord, please, you know, let all karma of this people in this world, they come in my life, come unto me, and let them, you know, get purified and go back to spiritual world. And then Lord was like, you know, so touched by the devotion, because of course Vasudeva Dutt was the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj himself, you know, so the same mood. So he said, okay, I'll deliver this universe. So when Lord delivered this universe, one person became very disturbed. And guess who was he? He was Kali personified. He said, what am I going to do if this universe gets destroyed? Where am I going to stay? You know, because already Parikshit Maharaj gave me a hard time, and now Lord Chaitanya is coming after that, and he's just, you know, delivering universe. So what happened? Kali started to use his influence to the fullest. So whatever description we see in 11th canto of, you know, Ghor Kali Yuga, wherein the man and woman will come together and, you know, produce kid just to eat, that's happening nowadays. The fetus is considered one of the most, you know, costliest and, you know, delicacy in, you know, few parts of the world. There has been previously even the demons like Kamsa, it was unheard of even for the demons to do an abortion. Nowadays it is just a tissue removal practice. Nobody even cares. So what has happened? Kali has come in full force. So now, because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Kali was perturbed. So he used his full force. And then of course, you know, there was, you know, because of this influence also, and then so many other factors, the Vaishnava culture was considered as, you know, a beggar's religion before Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because there were many upper sampradayas has come up, and, you know, so many problems. But then Bhaktivinoda Thakur again, like, you know, he wrote strong books, he preached proper philosophy, he preached to the educated mass of people, and he brought back the respect and the glory of, you know, Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, that what actually its teachings are, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings are. Then came, you know, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It was like, you know, Sinha Guru. He literally, like, you know, it is said when a lion, you know, roars, all the small animals, they flee in fear. So same way, when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he started preaching, it was like a roaring of a lion. All the small animals, you know, all the upasampradayas and, you know, all bogus, hodgepodge things, they all just ran away. And he again established Gaudiya Math. But then what happened? Again, you know, the same man was perturbed, Mr. Kali. He again tried to, you know, break the Gaudiya Math, and he was successful. There was, you know, problems. So then came our dear Srila Prabhupada. And at the age of 60, he took so much trouble to travel in a cargo ship. Nowadays, if we just come from India, we are jet lagged, you know, 1 week we are just, you know, sleeping, you know, left and right. He came 30 days over the sea. He had 2 heart attacks. By the way, I think none of us has heart attacks. So those who have heart attack, even if they hear the word heart attack, they know, you know, what it means. So he had 2 heart attacks. Still he came. And then 1 year, so much struggle in wintry season, like without house. And we know in Lilamrut there is full of descriptions. And then he established this, you know, ISKCON. We are happily celebrating, you know, ISKCON 50 this year. And so many millions of people are, you know, got benefited by that. And what did Prabhupada tell us? He did not teach us mixed devotional service. What he taught is that, finish your business and go back. And for that he said, he gave the highest unalloyed devotional service to, you know, all of, you know, us backbenchers in, you know, Kali Yuga. So now our fortune is that, though we are in the worst of the age, we have come after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and not just after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when, you know, the Gaudiya Vaishnavism was, you know, in danger, but we came after Prabhupada, not to also in 60s, we have come now in, you know, 2000s, wherein everything is established and everything is like, you know, kind of spoon fed. We don't have to even open mouth, you know, devotees will press our nose very lovingly, and then mouth will get open and they'll put, you know, Krishna consciousness inside, and they'll very lovingly, you know, they'll, you know, press our mouth back. We have to just gulp it inside. They'll even help in that also if we ask help. It is so easy now. And what is this, you know, what we are getting is, which is not available even for the demigods. Because what's happening is that demigods will get a nectar, but again, same problem. The demons will come, they'll do some mistake, demons will come, they'll again attack, and they're in anxiety. But what Prabhupada has given us is just one life. Just one life. Practice Krishna consciousness nicely. And then he told, you know, what it means by, you know, pure devotional service. He says, you know, Anyala Bishla Ashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Anavritam. And at least for me, it's, you know, too high, right? We have so many desires, you know, like demigods. But still, Prabhupada is so merciful. What he said, chant 16 round, follow 4 regulative principles, try your best to serve in this, you know, Krishna consciousness movement. I'll take care of everything. He said, I had heard some devotees say, you know, Prabhupada said, I have a back door key of, you know, Goloka. I'll take you from there. So we have given that much. And when we come, initially we are very happy practicing. We are very happy, you know, cooperating. But as the day passes, what happens is that disturbed person, Mr. Kali, he again enters. How? In a form of independent mentality while practicing. So we say, okay, you know, I have been practicing for so many years. Now I know. So devotees say, you know, Prabhu, you know, follow something. Yeah, but the inner meaning to it is, you know, this, you know. So, and there was even in the, I think it, when Prabhupada was there that time or little later, Prabhupada said somebody that, okay, you do this. He said, no, actually Prabhupada wanted to say something else, means whatever he wanted to do, but so that other devotees should not get bewildered, he spoke like this. But for me, like, you know, I got, like, you know, that inner vision, you know, I got the vision to, you know, do something like that. Why is required to do all this? Krishna consciousness is very, very simple. Prabhupada said, it is so simple that you can miss it. Yeah, what's new? We come every day. We come for Mangal Arati, we come for Guru Puja, we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, we chant our, you know, normal 16 round. We do some small service here and there. And then, you know, somebody comes, he said, you know, no, but you know, there is something called as, you know, Siddha Pranali, you know, spiritual world, what is your eternal Rupa? You know, Prabhupada did not give this, you know. Who said that? Doctor, he will give medicine as per the need of a patient. Doctor may know 100, you know, different medicines, but he won't give it. Because he knows, okay, this particular patient has this particular need, so he'll give only that. Same way, you know, our spiritual masters, Prabhupada, they know what is required for us. So when they say that cooperate, actually it is, they are working on the core disease. Because the reason we came in this material world is because we wanted to be Lord. We wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. Basically, we wanted to be Krishna. So being that means what? We wanted to be controller. Being that means what? I, you know, all the things should go the way I want. Right? That's what the controller means, right? Is somebody said that, you know, when the scientist will find the center of universe, many people will get disappointed because they'll come to know that they are not. Many people, they think, you know, they are the center of the universe. Things should go, you know, the way they want. So, when Prabhupada gave this, you know, so-called, you know, simple Krishna conscious movement, Prabhupada is actually working on this core disease of controlling mentality. When Prabhupada is saying, cooperate, what he is saying? Put your controlling mentality in dustbin and just listen. Whatever, you know, devotees are saying, and just follow. So, when we do that, what's happening over the period of time? That, though it looks simple, devotees say, you know, take this pocha, you know, do this pocha, you know, lift this, you know, grocery bag, you know, or like, you know, serve in Sunday feast, you know, whatever service they give, what's happening is that we are trying to do something which may not, we may not like it, like the initial example we saw. We may sing a tune which we may not like, we may follow a devotee which we may not like, but still we do. So what's happening is that we are slowly giving up our controlling mentality. We are saying that, okay, yes Lord, you know, you and your devotee, my spiritual master, they are the controllers, and I'm ready to, maybe grudgingly, that's fine initially, because you know, somehow we are conditioned for so many births and that's, but if we just do it, then we'll find the sweetness. The sweetness is that when we please our spiritual master, Krishna becomes our servant. Not in the real sense, but Krishna is ready to do everything to please his devotees. And vice versa, devotees, you know, is ready to do everything for Krishna's pleasure. And then Krishna can give us so much strength that it can, like, you know, we can, from our, like, through us as an instrument, there can be miraculous things happening. Like Arjuna, single-handedly, he destroyed countless number of Kauravas. How he could do it? Now the same Arjun, when Krishna left for the spiritual world, few coward mans, they defeated him badly. He had the same Gandiva, he had the same cures, he had, you know, same chariot, everything. Only thing was, what was missing? Krishna was missing. Now of course, Pandavas were like, you know, the purest of the devotees, you know, they immediately understood Krishna is not there, Arjuna said, and then they immediately left, you know, left their kingdom and, you know, started their journey back to spiritual world. But like, you know, the point I am trying to share is, when we cooperate, Krishna will empower us to do amazing things. But when we do that, then again this Mr. Kali will make us think that, you know, actually it's your ability, your management, your, you know, time management, your methodological approach to problem solving, that's what has given you success. Sorry. It's only because Guru and Krishna is empowering us, we are able to do something. See, simple example is that we cannot even digest our own food. You know, take the example of, you know, the favorite prasad you like and eat it to your max content. Can you say that I'll digest for sure? No. So even for our digestion power, if we have to depend on the Lord as a form of, you know, the Jataragni, how can we do so many things wherein there is some Jivatma who is who has forgotten Krishna, and then we speak something to him and he takes up to Krishna consciousness. Do we think, is it because of us? No, it's because of Prabhupada, the mercy of Acharyas, which is coming. We are just becoming a postman to give it, and their connection is established, and that's why it's happening. So the moment we start thinking that whatever I am able to do in Krishna consciousness or even in the otherwise, then what happens is that Krishna says, okay, you want to give a try, and then we may not be able to do anything. So when we cooperate and initially with a nice, you know, a motive, pure heart, we'll be empowered and we'll be able to do miraculous things. But at that time also, there is a chance that Maya may trap us. So it is said that the last snare of Maya is to think that you are God. Somebody may say, you know, okay, you know, how is it, you know, possible? So let's say example. So, you know, you become a very nice practitioner, you are like, you know, excellent teacher, you open, you know, hundreds of temple, and you know, you say something and there are, you know, 1,000 people queued up to do whatever you want. So that time, if we are not conscious, then Maya may make us think that, see, you know, I'm as good as God. You know, say I just do like this, and then, you know, devotees are jumping. I do like this, they are sitting. You know, I'm saying, okay, open temple, there is a temple, you know. So it's, you know, kind of God. So that's also Maya snare. So in spiritual life also, when these nectarious things will come, some form of empowerment, some form of you know, service, authority, some form of, you know, followership, we have to be aware that actually it's Krishna's gift, and Krishna is just giving me. Anybody else can do, and rather everybody will be much like, you know, if Krishna empowers somebody else, they will do in much more better way, in conscious way. But Krishna is so kind, Guru is our, like, you know, Guru Maharaj is so kind, that just to make sure that I get purified, they are engaging me in this service. So whatever the facilities are coming, it's actually for, you know, their service. So when we are in this mood, then what will happen? That this Mr. Kali will not affect us. Otherwise, even while practicing in devotional service, even while cooperating, there are chances that we may get into a trap, you know, these subtle traps of, you know, Maya. So as we started, first thing is that we have to cooperate. Second, we discussed that we have to cooperate, but with a proper mood, you know, to please Guru and Krishna. Then we also said that, okay, when we, this material world is, you know, this is a whole place of misery, but we are so fortunate that Prabhupada has given us pure devotion by which we can get out of this whole place and, you know, go back to spiritual world by just practicing, you know, this Krishna consciousness devotion, you know, Krishna consciousness. But we may think when we read, you know, too many things which are not Prabhupada books, or, you know, some start too much analyzing, we may think that it is too simple. But no, it is not simple, because by cooperating, we are working on the disease of controllership. And when we do that, there is also chances that when the, you know, the facilities in, you know, different forms will come, we may again start thinking that it's because of us, but no, it's because of again Guru and Krishna. So by in this pastime particularly, also shows us that Lord has to help us at every moment. So when this whole thing started, now also you see, Lord has almost how many, 3-4 incarnations in this, for the single pastime. Initially Lord told them what to do, that okay, go and church, you know. Then he told again, like, you know, take this, you know, Mandara mountain as a hill, take the Vasuki as a rope, then, you know, you be this side, that side. Then again there was fight, I want this side, that, or, you know, that, Lord again sorted out. Then the mountain was dipping, so Lord himself came as, you know, the tortoise. Then again it was tilting, so Lord, he came as, you know, Ajita, right? He was, you know, on top of it. And then after that, both the demigods, demons, they were tired of, you know, churning, so Lord, he himself expanded, you know, and started churning it. Then again when the nectar came, again problem begins, so again Lord comes as Mohini Murthy. So we see that Lord instructed this, and these demigods and demons, they are not ordinary person. Say if ant is going, so there is, you know, 10,000 ants, And if we are owing, we can just put our foot and they'll be crushed, right? So same way for the demigods, where humans are lesser than even ant. So they are really, really great, powerful people. And it was not that they were just single. No, there was whole Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Agni, everyone was there. And from demon side also, they were also really tough guys. If they could, you know, make the demigods run away from their kingdom, they must be very powerful, right? So, host of such powerful people, they are coming together to do a simple task of churning. But still, at the each and every moment, they need Lord's help. Isn't it? Lord has to take so many incarnations for this single pastime. So, you just imagine what is our condition. At any point in spiritual, our, you know, spiritual life, we cannot say that, okay, I know enough now, I have practiced enough now, I have, my sadhana is, you know, at par, I don't need anyone. That is again trap. We need Lord and His devotees at each moment of time. Otherwise, see, what we'll do, if we think that, okay, I don't need devotees, then why you want to go to spiritual world? Because what is in the spiritual world? There are all devotees only. So if we cannot go along with devotees here, you know, there we'll have a bigger problem. So that also lesson we can, you know, take this from pastime, that, you know, we need devotees. We are too small, you know, to handle things. And then when we also understand this, then when we cooperate, we do it wholeheartedly. We don't do it, you know, grudgingly or something. So if we just take this from this pastime, that we cooperate with a higher purpose without any motives, Prabhupada will be so happy. And if we make Prabhupada happy, if we make our spiritual master happy, if we make, you know, our senior devotees happy, what's waiting for us?
Chintamani prakarasadma sukalpa vriksha laksha vriteshu surabhira vipalayantam.
Whole Vaikuntha planet is waiting. In Mukundamala Stotra, King Kula Shekhar, he prays that
Nathena Purushottame Trijagatam Ekadhipe Chetasam Seve Swasya Parasya Datari Pare Narayane Tishthati Yah Kishchit Purushadhamam Katipayam Gramesh Alpartadam Sevaye Varayam Rugamahe Mudhavara Kamayam.
He says that our father, Lord of Vaikuntha, he is eager to share his kingdom with us. Father wants to share his property with his son, right? And what property our father has? Whole Vaikuntha planets. Whole Golok Vrindavan. Even material world is his property only. But he doesn't want to share this. You know, this is a garbage bin. You know? And what we are doing is that we are serving the... Kulshekhar Maharaj, he says that we are serving the masters of few villages who are not even capable of remunerating us properly. When the stock market goes down, they have to fire people because they cannot pay for the, you know, their service. So he said, how fool am I that I am serving these guys instead of serving my eternal father? That's what, you know, King Kulashekhar, you know, he prays. So we have such an father, we have such an, you know, spiritual father, Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual masters. So why not to cooperate happily? And then this is waiting for us, you know, eternal kingdom. So let us pray that we also get blessings of Srila Prabhupada and all acharyas, our spiritual masters, to cooperate happily. And then if we just do that, one day, one fine morning, we'll be in Goloka. Till then, we cooperate happily. Okay. Thank you so much. Kantara, any questions, comments?
Message is wonderful, but I find that a promise for the future, you know, one day Goloka planet will open up, Vaikuntha will be wonderful, all these desire fulfilling trees, well, that's nice, but that's way in the future. I'm more accustomed to something happening now. I want something now. So it's too much to cooperate for something which I haven't seen, nobody has seen. It's there in some books. But what's available now is more tangible for me. So how do I go beyond this then?
I know you know answer, but still I like to share. There are two ways we can see that. So first we'll see that hypothetically, that in science generally, okay, we prove something that, okay, if this, this we assume something. So we say, hypothetically assume that, okay, we don't cooperate. Okay. We are all over the place by on our old self, you know, we are just doing whatever we like to do. So what's going, so what am I going to get is that in devotional life will be miserable. Granted, you know, take it. Because here everyone is trying to, you know, follow what, you know, Prabhupada is saying and, you know, whatever spiritual master is saying. You may find one, two, you know, same kind of mentality people who also doesn't want to cooperate. You may form a group. But what's happening is that you are also cooperating between amongst, you know, yourself. So that principle still remains. Now you continue with your that path of not cooperating. You go to spiritual, go to material life, and then, you know, guaranteed, even if you get, you know, $10 million, even if you get, you know, most beautiful girls around you, you'll be miserable. Because that's what, you know, the history says. You know, we don't have to even refer to scriptures. Just, you know, see the recent, you know, whoever you think that they are happy, or like, okay, because we are talking immediate thing, whoever people were great, happy in, like, you know, say last 10 years, see their life now, you'll find them most miserable. If we have to speak statistic, we can go on. So one way is that misery is awaiting if we don't cooperate. And even in material life, we need a cooperation, but at the end, material life, even if we win the rat race, we'll still be a rat. So that is the first problem. So the reason for not cooperating because I want some immediate pleasure, that's not fulfilling. Because I am getting, you know, punches again and again. So this is one way, you know, we can say. The end result is that even if I want immediate pleasure and even if I cooperate with, you know, non-devotees, still I'm going to get miserable. Okay. Now second thing, what if, you know, in spiritual life I try to cooperate but I don't have, you know, that higher thing, you know, Vaikuntha planet, you know, Chintamani and whatever. But when we start devotional service, the nature of devotional service is, you know, characteristic of bhakti is kleshagni and shubhada, the initial, like, you know, initial characteristics. That means the moment we start practicing, all the distress in our heart, that is all calmed down. And shubhada, the auspiciousness is coming. See, whoever has this concept that if I get something immediately, I'll be happy. Okay, here's this famous saying, you know, you count the things which you have that money cannot buy, and that will tell how rich you are. And people are miserable, they cannot buy relationships, their relationships are in problem, and then, like, you know. So the basic core concept of thinking that if I get something material, I'll be happy, that itself is wrong. And second thing, in spiritual life, when we cooperate, to think that the whole journey is miserable and at the end only there is something which is written in some books which we don't know, you know, whether it is there or not. So we don't have to even think that. This two characteristics of spiritual life, when we start practicing, we can experience that happiness. Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, you know, one reporter that, Swamiji, you are saying Krishna, Krishna, what if at the end of death, time of death, you come to know that there is no Krishna? Prabhupada says, fine, you know, our life is happy, you know, it's regulated, we get up in morning, we start with dancing, we eat sumptuous food, we are, you know, associating with people who are non-envious, or who are at least, you know, trying to be non-envious, and then, you know, we are having gala time, you know, basically, you know, just, you know, chanting, dancing, you know, roaming all over the world. But he said, you know, what if at the time of death you come to know that there is Krishna? In a big soup. So through this, you know, we can understand spiritual life is a difficult, but material life is impossible. In spiritual life we can experience pleasure, in material life There is no question of pleasure. Those people who are promising you pleasure, they just want to sell their product and get money. It's as simple as that. So if we open our intelligence and if we analyze these facts, then we'll be very wholeheartedly, we'll, you know, try to practice devotional service and cooperate, because even the immediate gain are very high. In mutual fund, there are some schemes wherein you invest something and then say after, you know, few days, maybe some years or whatever, you get return, regular return, and at the end they also promise some bulk return. So spiritual life is like that, you know. You invest very little, you just, you know, walk in temple, immediately there is a barfi waiting for you, you know, free of cost. And then you come here, nobody will put garland, you know, whole life, you know, except marriage, that too, I don't know, nowadays they are not doing. You know, they'll put a garland. And then you come for like, you know, festival like, you know, Radhashtami, people will shower you with the flowers. You have just walked from that time to here and you are getting showered by flowers. You know, isn't it immediate benefit? People are lovingly asking you, can you take prasad? Do you need a ride to home? You know, and they are not asking for a tip. You know, they'll do it free of cost. Immediate benefit. You know, forget about, you know, this mental anxiety and other. People are committing suicide just because their mind is uncontrolled. You just come sit in temple hall, everything is, you know, you feel like, you know, you are in Vaikuntha world. Right? So when we start practicing devotional service, we even see the immediate benefit. And okay, if somebody has already practiced and if you are not so convinced, this is a little risky challenge, but I'll tell you. Just go 5 days out of devotees, you know, association. Your life will be, you know, you will see how miserable life is. Immediate. So, it is just a propaganda, actually, to think that, you know, that no, something far. So, when we come and actually practice, we see that there are immediate benefits. There's a nice prasad, you know, awaiting after every program. And then, yeah, if we continue, then naturally this Kleshagni and Shubda, and also Cheto Darpana Mahajnam Bhavamaha Davagni Namatam, the first verse of Chaitanya, the Shikshashtakam, it describes the 7 stages of, you know, how the chanting works and how the consciousness is evolved. So it does have, Krishna consciousness does offer immediate benefits. If you don't know, that means you have not heard of. So that's the thing. So please, you know, continue. There are immediate benefits. Just practice. Thank you. Any other comment? Should give some comment actually. Okay. Grantharashram Bhagavatam ki chai. Srila Prabhupada ki chai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.